Colombia is home to snow-capped Andean peaks and lush Amazon jungle, an ideal vacation destination. But drug violence and a long-running guerrilla conflict has kept tourists away for decades. In 2016, Colombia's largest guerrilla group disarmed, and now some ex-combatants are guiding tourists through former war zones. For our international travel series, Wish You Were Here, reporter John Otis takes us into the jungle with former militants.
I'm with a small group of tourists preparing to rappel down a canyon in southern Colombia. It's a 150-foot drop next to a massive waterfall, but we're with a couple of pros. Our guides, the husband and wife team of Haido and Daisy, are intimately familiar with this jungle terrain. For years, they patrolled here as members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, a Marxist rebel group known as the FARC. To escape from army troops, Daisy tells us, the rebels sometimes had to rappel down cliffs with just tree vines, though for us tourists, they've provided ropes and safety harnesses. These were things you had to do during the war to save your life, she says. When the war ended 5 years ago, 13,000 FARC guerrillas laid down their weapons, but many lacked skills to secure jobs in the cities. So, with funding from the Norwegian government, about 30 of them set up a tourism business in Mesetas, a town that used to be in rebel territory. They attract a lot of tourists from Bogota, a six-hour drive away. The most popular activity is rafting here on the Huejar River, which features swimming holes, waterfalls, and plenty of rapids. Despite the thrills, sightseeing with former guerrillas does feel a bit odd. Though it claimed to be waging war on behalf of Colombia's poor, the FARC also trafficked cocaine, carried out massacres, and kidnapped civilians for ransom. Former rebel Felix Sanabria, who heads the tourism agency, insists that the FARC fought for a just cause and claims its war atrocities haven't scared away visitors. Tourists want to hear directly from us why we went into the hills to fight and what we're up to today, Sanabria tells me. No one has said they don't want to be with us because we used to be guerrillas. Indeed, the whole idea is to give tourists a taste of what their lives are really like. Rather than a fancy hotel, for example, we bunked down at a resettlement camp deep in the jungle, which is home to 80 former FARC rebels. Alongside them, we eat rice, beans, and chicken stew in a rustic mess hall. The guerrilla experience costs about $125 per person. At night, we sit around a campfire as Marco Alvis, a former FARC commander, fields our questions about the war. One member of our group, Bogota High School student Manuela Jimenez, asks if Alvis has ever killed anyone. He explains that amid the chaos of combat, it was usually impossible to tell. Then comes another tough question. Why did the FARC kidnap so many people? Rather than explaining, Alvis, who now has tears in his eyes, apologizes to us and asks our forgiveness for the abuses the rebels committed during the war. Under the peace process, former rebels have been carrying out similar acts of atonement with war victims throughout Colombia. Afterwards, Manuela, the high school student, reflects on the emotional evening.
It's really weird. Like, I've heard all my life, FARC did this, FARC did that, they kidnapped people, and now you see them asking for forgiveness and wanting to make up for everything they've done. And I don't think they can make up exactly, but I think if they continue to do this tourism, that it's really nice. They want to share paradises that have never been seen because of war.
One hidden patch of paradise is that cliff next to the waterfall we're about to rappel down. Manuela's mother, Margarita Martinez, had never rappelled before, But after she makes it safely to the bottom, she points out that the former gorillas guiding her down have been surviving in the wilderness all their lives.
So actually, it gave me much more confidence than just like a regular guy who does, you know, who does a little training. So I, actually, it was better to be in their hands.
And with that, she starts back up the cliff to do it all over again. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Mesetas, Colombia.